4.
The old Friday.
And includes the keyword Marty.
Look who's walked through the door.
Hey.
Hey. It's Nevin. Nevin, good morning.
And good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Happy Friday, my friend.
Thank you very much. And yourself?
I'm good, thank God. The weekend beckoning and all that, you know. An opportunity to give people money. Not mine. National lottery money tomorrow.
Of course. No, you're a busy boy.
That's why the cabin men keep coming back.
And it's a great success. Congratulations.
Look, it is, yeah. It works a treat. Yeah. It's great fun. It's great fun. So listen, what have you got for me today? What have you decided? What
path are we going? Well, it's hard to believe when I go back. We're at the end of the month.
I know.
I know.
It's mad.
My God.
Absolutely mad.
So I've got two recipes. Chops for tea.
Chops for tea.
Lamb chops with peas and pesto potatoes.
Shapers tonight.
And then grilled apple glazed pork chops. His lips.
I have a love affair with pork chops.
I know you do.
And my children aren't mad about pork, and I don't know why, but I love pork chops.
So do I.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe it's a...
And you know, they're kind of like, okay, so it comes from the loin of pork, the pork chops. They're very lean, if I'm being honest with you. There's a little bit of fat on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, when you're getting your pork chops, make sure it's Irish pork that we're buying, supporting our farmers.
That's true.
With the board be a quality mark. So I put this down at four centre cut boneless loin pork chops.
Okay.
So you'll get them. They're about 1 inch thick. What we're going to do is we're going... Yeah. Okay, just a couple of key tips, actually.
1 inch thick? Cooking.
Yeah, but it's a nice...
The four of them. I had this vision of these enormous
per chop,
an inch thick.
It.
Right.
just
it's a quarter of an inch thick each one. Thank you. I'm just trying to help.
He's good for
yeah.
Me. Okay.
You never think I failed maths in the
league. No, he's good. So, well, Marty, when you're cooking any kind of meat, so we're talking about the pork and the lamb, you need to bring it to room temperature, never from the fridge. So that's really important for your listeners.
Sorry, we're back to the lamb now? No,
we're going to talk about pork. Is that okay with you first?
Pork.
Because it's one of your favourites. We'll start with that.
Geez, thank you.
So what I've done is heat a nice... I put down a griddle pan or a barbecue. It can be done, whatever. We're a bit probably early talking about barbecues. But a griddle pan is lovely for this. So a cast iron griddle pan. I want you to drizzle the pork chops with a little bit of oil. So, you know what works well in this? It's not in your recipe, but a bit of thyme, a bit of garlic, even sage works well.
Oh, lovely, okay.
Yeah. So, what you do is you're going to cook it for about maybe 6 to 7 minutes either side until it's cooked through, until it's tender. Now, what you're going to do next, you're going to get a spoonful of just a pre-made Bramley applesauce. You can get really good quality ones in the supermarkets. There's Wexford Preserves that make one for Simply Better, and Fulham Foods. They're really, really good.
Okay.
They're based down in Cork, so you can use that. Spoon that over the actual apple chops, so you get the pork chop.
Yes.
The applesauce over the chop, sorry.
Right.
Bit of a typo there. And then what you do is you just put that back over and then put it back on top of the heat just to warm it through. So, and then what I would serve with that is with some broccoli and just a baked potato for this, or maybe a steamed potato.
That's enough, yeah.
Something like that. Apple and pork work so well together.
Beautiful.
Now you can make your own. Like, if you want to get a couple of Bramley apples, stew them with a tiny little bit of apple juice, unsweetened, a little touch of cinnamon, it'll be done in 5 minutes. So it's very easy to do your own. Timing is everything.
It is. It's so easy to open the jar.
It is. But with that, you're cooking the pork, you're kind of brushing it over with the Bramley sauce, serve extra on the side, so it's slightly sticky and slightly caramelised on the griddle pan, which will work well. It's one chop per person, and then serve that with broccoli. So it's actually very simple. It's probably one of the shortest recipes I've ever
got. And there's nothing but goodness in there.
Well, it's just fresh, and it's good Irish pork, and it's good vegetables. You know, your broccoli, you're right, there's no cream sauces, nothing like that.
No, there
you
is
know.
Not. When you know me and me broccoli.
Right? Yeah, your favourite. Two of your favourites.
As they always say, the one thing keeping me alive.
And can I ask you your favourite potato? Is it mash?
My favourite potato is the great potato from Northern Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Champ.
Champ.
Isn't champ really from the north?
With the scallion.
I think champ is stunning. One of the great dishes in the wintertime, as you know, most countries, the Italians, the French, the Dutch, have dishes with sausage.
Yes,
all the nations
that's
have.
That's right.
A variation. I just think champ and a couple of sausages, you know.
Bangers
and
mash.
Those big sausages.
Yeah,
but that's, and a knob of butter.
The dinner sausage, yeah.
And a pint glass of milk from the fridge. Sorry if that's very simple for you.
No, it's not exotic. It's a beautiful thing.
I think it's a thing of beauty.
I love it.
I love it. Isn't it gorgeous? On a winter's afternoon with the rain falling down.
I know. You couldn't beat it.
Oh, lads.
No, you couldn't beat it. And good quality dinner sausages.
Well, that's the point.
Know.
It's the good quality, isn't
it? We're going to talk
you
about
have
lamb chops.
Yes, talking about
and
that.
I know lamb mightn't be at the top of your list.
It's all right.
You're getting better. Yeah.
Getting better at lamb.
Since I started being on your show, I wasn't a big fan, and now it's getting better.
You've changed me. Go on, talk to me about the lamb.
These are lamb loin chops or leg steaks, you can use either. The leg steaks are tender, there'll be a little bit more fat in that, but right. Our twins love the lamb chops because they pick them up and they eat them, so they do. So with this, it's a griddle pan. Bring it to room temperature.
Yes, sir.
Then what you're going to do is you're going to cook it for 10 to 15 minutes until tender. It's very, very, very simple. There's no sauce with any of these recipes, nothing like that.
All right.
But what we are doing is a little bit of pesto on the side. It's more of a dressing. So baby potatoes, you're going to just scrub them, wash them, steam them. Steaming is a good way of cooking the little baby potatoes because they keep their shape. They're very, you can't overcook them really.
Truly.
You know, so, and you keep them really moist. I suppose that's
She's
really,
starving.
Really important.
Do you know that? It's your fault.
I love it. So what you're going to do then, okay, so your potatoes are on cooking, your lamb cutlets are on cooking, you're just going to get some boiling water on, you're going to cook peas for 2 to 3 minutes until they're tender. So peas, your
you're
potatoes...
You just go with frozen
this
peas.
Is very, oh, yeah, sure, that's fine. Yeah. Absolutely. Sure, we only get fresh peas during the summer. You
sure,
know,
I remember my mother's Marifat.
Ah.
Soaking overnight.
Did you like them?
Well, they were all right. Yeah. But I remember them soaking overnight.
My mother too.
In the little Pyrex dish.
And then wasn't it a bicarbonate soda or something wrapped in? Oh, yeah. No, I never liked it. I never liked it, sorry.
No, I know.
Yeah,
no,
give me just regular peas, frozen peas. I always have some.
That's right,
actually lovely in a risotto. So with the lamb chops, you've cooked them, you've cooked your potatoes, you boiled up your peas, one onion finely chopped. So you're going to sweat that down, you're going to throw that into your peas, and then what you do is stir in some of the pesto over the potatoes. So your lamb cutlets are very... Or you could brush the pesto over the lamb, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But you know what's in pesto. You've been to Italy.
Oh,
it's beautiful. Beautiful basil. It's some lovely toasted pine nuts, some really good extra virgin olive oil, some garlic, and then some Parmesan Reggiano, which is fantastic.
It's
you can get really good quality ones now. Fresh is best, in my opinion.
Yes, yes.
They're a little bit expensive, but they are worth it if you don't have time. You can leave out the pesto. I've just said that's optional, but just with the potatoes, grill them, your lovely little potatoes and your lamb cutlets, and then your frozen peas.
Oh,
it's very simple.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. It's very old school.
Very old school.
You know?
I mean, and very, like, chops for dinner, like, it's good value. It's not expensive.
Well, that's true. And it's a fine meal.
Yeah, fine meal. You're right.
Works,
thank
you.
Yeah.
So look, it's chops for tea. There it is. The lamb with the peas, the pesto potatoes, or the chops for tea, which is the pork chops, apple glazed pork chops, which I think is lovely. No, I want that. But I want it now. It's a bit early in the morning, but still.
You're starving.
Well, it's just, you see, when you talk about food, and then we're talking about the bangers of mashing, and you're just kind of thinking, oh, I want something.
I'd love it. A big bowl of it. You'd be happy.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It is absolutely ridiculous. But I always liked mashed potato. Sorry, you asked me about potato. Because we're rare to potatoes in this country, and boilers, I suppose.
It's true.
But the mash is just divine.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard to beat.
Oh, look.
Lots of butter.
Listen, safe home, my friend.
See you next
and
week.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome,
top
my friend.
Man, Nevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Top man.
I met her down in Napoli, and didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me, mate.